You are Locked On Washington Football Team, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On the Washington Football Team with the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Today's episode brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCK15, you'll get 15% off your next order. Welcome to today's episode, new listeners and returning listeners. Please, if you haven't already, click the subscribe or the follow button. Leave a rating, leave a review from time to time. Those five-star reviews get read on the air. I am David Harrison. My normal co-host, Chris Russell, is off for today's episode. When we are not here at the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, though, you can find Chris over at the Team 983 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on the Odyssey app. Also covering your Washington Football Team in writing for SI.com. You can find me covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Locked On Bucks podcast and in writing at BucksNation.com, part of SB Nation. On Twitter, find Chris at WrestleMania621, find me at DHarrison82, and find the show at LockedWFTPod. Kicking off the week here at the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, Mock Draft Monday. And this episode, literally nothing but mock drafts. And we're going to kick it off, guys, first and foremost, with a recent mock draft conducted by NFL Network personalities, with former Washington cornerback D'Angelo Hall making the selection for the Washington Football Team at pick number 19, taking Notre Dame linebacker slash safety slash Swiss Army knife defender, box defender, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. You've heard Chris and I talk about him on this very show throughout the buildup to the NFL draft. But in this video clip that I'm going to share with you, the audio of that video clip I'm going to share with you, you'll hear from NFL Network's own Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks, an offseason guest of Team 980, and we use some of that audio on this show as well, speak about D'Angelo Hall's selection for the Washington Football Team at number 19, Notre Dame linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
Another Good Morning Football weekend superstar, D'Angelo Hall, grabbing JOK for Washington, Bucky.
Yeah, JOK is one of these hybrid playmakers that we're beginning to see pop up on defense. DJ and I have talked about positionless ball for a long time. JOK qualifies. Linebacker, safety type, nickel, whatever you want to do. He's a playmaker and he's active and aggressive on the field. Great instincts and awareness.
Yeah, and somebody that's highly intelligent and is a great leader. To me, I would have put him at the front of this stack on this linebacker run that we're on. I think he is what the NFL is all about here in 2021.
All right, guys, so you heard Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks breaking down D'Angelo Hall's selection of Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, linebacker out of Notre Dame, for the Washington Football Team in the 2021 NFL Draft, mock draft, obviously, of course. And Owusu-Koramoah, actually a graduate from high school, from Bethel High School in Hampton, Virginia, before heading off to college. JOK, a Buckus Award winner for the best linebacker in the country out of college football last year, and the comparison to him by NFL.com's draft analyst Lance Zierlein is that of Derwin James, yet he's listed as linebacker. So it just kind of shows that range and that versatility that Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah brings to the field for whatever defense he's about to join in the NFL draft. So if that is the Washington Football Team, they'll have a guy that they can play up in the box, also use as a pass defender, you know, in certain sets, kind of like a big nickel type of guy, like an Isaiah Simmons to a certain extent. But the ownership is going to be on the draft, or on the defensive staff, rather, to figure out how to use Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah if he is indeed the pick. Of course, Chris Russell and I selecting linebacker out of Penn State, Micah Parsons, with the 19th overall pick in the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey. So if you haven't listened to that, if you want to go catch up on that, you can go ahead and check that out. Just search Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on whatever podcast platform you're on, or on the Odyssey app, and you'll be able to find that catch up. Today, actually, the final episode of that series being run, and we get through the rest of the first round, and then also we get to the five teams who don't have first round picks. They come in and kind of project later, you know, second round picks for their teams as well. A lot of analysis going on there. You'll hear about that again later in the episode. Like I said, we're going mock draft heavy here for the week, probably, but especially on Mock Draft Monday today. All mock draft all the time, and we're going to start off with a seven rounder from NFL.com. We're staying at NFL.com, and we're talking about our guy Chad Reuter over there at NFL.com, publishing a seven rounder here, less than a week away from the big night, from the first round of the 2021 NFL draft. And of course, he has Trevor Lawrence going number one, Zach Wilson going number two, the New York Jets pretty much staying chalk there. But then the answer for him at number three for the San Francisco 49ers, we know or at least we assume, right, that they traded all that draft capital to move up for a quarterback would be incredibly surprising. Yeah, I'm probably disappointing to a lot of 49ers fans if they traded up that far for really anything else. But Chad here has Alabama Mac Jones going at that number third or that number three spot to Kyle Shanahan in the San Francisco 49ers. So Chad's still drinking the Kool-Aid. Many people have come off of Mac Jones and now believe it's a race between Trey Lance and Justin Fields. I think most people lean Justin Fields. I know I lean Justin Fields for the 49ers there, but we'll see what actually happens. And then the Atlanta Falcons at number four, which is where the NFL draft really kind of starts, taking Florida tight end Kyle Pitts, which I know a lot of people have him mocked there. Also some talk about perhaps Atlanta trading back out of that fourth spot, trading back, collecting some more draft capital for later use and to build their team as they continue down the road with Matt Ryan and then eventually replace him with a younger, at least we assume, a younger quarterback. Moving down the line, our first trade from Chad comes with the seventh pick as the Denver Broncos move up with the Detroit Lions and they grab their quarterback of the future in Ohio State's Justin Fields there at the seventh pick. The next trade comes one pick later at number eight as the Chicago Bears move up to take North Dakota State quarterback Trey Lance. So that's all five quarterbacks taken in the first eight selections in this Chad Reuter mock draft. With that ninth pick that the Detroit Lions got from the Denver Broncos, they take Micah Parsons. So Chris and I, our projection, our mock draft selection of Micah Parsons not available due to these trades and due to these picks. Divisional rivals, the Dallas Cowboys, Giants, and then the Eagles go 10-11-12. The Cowboys taking Patrick Surtain the second, which I think is pretty much what everybody is kind of saying or thinking that they'll do. The New York Giants drafting Quiddy Pay, the edge rusher out of Michigan. And then the Philadelphia Eagles taking cornerback J.C. Horn out of South Carolina. Interesting because a lot of people have wide receiver slotted there. For the Philadelphia Eagles, Devontae Smith still on the board. Goes one pick later to the Los Angeles Chargers. And then moving on down the list, we get to pick number 19. And Chad has the Washington football team selecting Florida wide receiver Kadarius Toney, writing, quote, Ron Rivera brought a familiar face over from the Panthers and Curtis Samuel and now adds another explosive, versatile weapon in Toney. Toney's ability to work from the slot or outside will allow him and Samuel to confuse defenses, making Terry McLaurin even more effective. New quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick certainly approves. If you've been listening to the show, you know that Chris and I essentially we kind of prefer the defense, maybe an offensive lineman, but mostly defense here with the number 19 overall pick. But listen, if this were the route that the Washington football team were to go, if there is a wide receiver in this class that I would be, you know, quote unquote, okay with them taking in the first round, that's more reasonable. You know, not a Jalen Waddle who we know is going to be gone, and not a Jamar Chase who we also know is not going to be on the board at number 19. Kadarius Toney is probably the guy, a little bit of a Swiss Army knife guy, a three-level guy in the passing game. He can take a screen pass and take it to the house, or he can run a deep route, deep post, whatever you want him to do, and take it to the house there. Work, you know, like Chad said here, work out of the slot, work on the perimeter as well. And yeah, he would go really well with Curtis Samuel, Terry McLaurin, Toney and those guys, and then Adam Humphries coming over from the Tennessee Titans by way of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be a very formidable wide receiver group for the Washington football team. And then, oh yeah, by the way, they also have Logan Thomas and Antonio Gibson to use as well. So a very exciting offense indeed for Ryan Fitzpatrick to lead, and then for whatever quarterback takes the helm, takes the reins over after Fitzpatrick's time is done with Washington, would definitely be the beginnings of a very interesting offense indeed. Virginia Tech products, Christian Darrisaw, Caleb Farley go with the next two picks, 20 and 21, to the Panthers and Green Bay Packers, respectively. And that wraps up. And that's kind of our first round look here, guys. This Chad Reuter 7-round mock draft. On the other side of this break, we're going to get into the later rounds, picking up with day two. And we're going to do that thanks to our friends over at Nugenix, who want to say, hey, Washington football team fans, listen up. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all football fans in America. To get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, text DRAFT to 231-231. This unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass. Plus, text now and they'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back in shape absolutely free. Text DRAFT to 231-231. That's DRAFT to 231-231. Message and data rates may apply. This show is also brought to you in part by betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Whether you're looking for NFL draft prop bets, NBA games, hockey games, baseball, awards, TV shows, and reality TV, betonline.ag has you covered with real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. They've got all the new scores and odds. It's the best way to place your bet, and it's free to sign up. When you do and you go to make your first deposit, use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get a free 50% welcome bonus on that first deposit. Again, that's promo code Locked On at betonline.ag for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. This year, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live three-day coverage of the NFL Draft, April 29th through May 1st. I had the pleasure of co-hosting the Locked On NFL Sunday Live YouTube show with Ross Jackson this past weekend, and filling in for Cody Rourke there as he was not feeling 100%. So I came in to pinch hit for him. I think I did an acceptable job. I don't think Cody's spots in the rotation is at risk by any means, but we had Trevor Sikkema of the Draft Network on the show, kind of talking a little bit of a preview of the coverage coming up. He says there's a lot of exciting things going on over there, the Draft Network, really all week leading up to the NFL Draft, and then it really gets going Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening into the first round of the NFL Draft. So make sure you guys check that out. Continuing here with segment two of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, David Harrison here. Chris Russell is off for today's episode, but you can find him still at RussellMania621 on Twitter. Find me at DHarrison82. Find the show at LockedWFTPod. Talking about a seven-round mock draft from NFL.com draft analyst Chad Reuter. And in the second round of the 2021 NFL Draft, he has the Washington Football Team selecting with a 51st overall pick North Dakota State offensive tackle Dylan Raddins. And I'll tell you, Dylan Raddins is one of my favorite prospects in this year's draft, and you can blame that completely on the 2021 Reese's Senior Bowl. I got to witness Dylan working inside as a left guard, outside as a left tackle, and he dominated every person he came up against, teammate, foe, whoever it was. He absolutely dominated the competition out there, worked really well with the NFL coaches, looked like he not only fit in but belonged among NFL coaching and those players all out there aspiring for NFL spots here in this year's NFL draft. So if the Washington Football Team wanted to add Dylan Raddins to the mix, I certainly for one would not be complaining about it. A small school guy, granted, you know, but very, very much the talent that the Washington Football Team could cultivate into a starter earlier rather than later, most certainly. So a good pick there for the Washington Football Team coming from Chad Reuter. And then moving on into the third round. Well, actually, before we go to the third round, let's check out the division as well. The Philadelphia Eagles in the second round draft Mississippi wide receiver Ole Miss Elijah Moore, while the New York Giants get Dyami Brown out of North Carolina, the talented wide receiver. The Dallas Cowboys at pick 44 take Penn State tight end Pat Freiermuth, again, someone that we've talked about on this show as well. And then we can move into the third round of this seven-round mock draft, again from Chad Reuter over at NFL.com. And in that third round, we see the Philadelphia Eagles take Stanford cornerback Paulson Adebo. The Dallas Cowboys take Texas edge Joseph Asai. The New York Giants take Ohio State running back Trey Sermon. The Eagles also get Iowa edge rusher Chauncey Golston at pick 84. The Cowboys later on in the compensatory picks with pick number 99 take Arkansas defensive tackle Jonathan Marshall. But the Washington Football Team has two picks in this round as well. They take Stanford quarterback Davis Mills with a 74th overall pick, and then they come back with the 82nd overall pick and take Miami tight end Brevin Jordan. And if you heard our tight end rankings, you know that neither Chris or I are going to be upset with the selection of Brevin Jordan to go along with Logan Thomas there. And then Davis Mills, there's that young quarterback that a lot of people were wondering if Washington was going to pull the trigger on. Mills is a guy that really, since his pro day out there at Stanford, has really kind of climbed the boards a little bit, was really more of a lesser talked about quarterback prospect, but certainly got his name out there, and it's only been kind of growing ever since then. In fact, recently I saw Peter Schrager actually mock Davis Mills to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the 32nd overall pick. So apparently some people are having some first round aspirations for Mills, but here he goes in the third round. And then moving into the fourth round, we see the Dallas Cowboys take Amon-Ra St. Brown, wide receiver out of USC. Josh Myers, the center out of Ohio State, goes to the New York Giants, while the Philadelphia Eagles take Texas A&M defensive tackle Bobby Brown, the third. And then at pick 124, a local product, Virginia Tech running back Khalil Herbert, lands with the Washington Football Team. So some running back depth there for the franchise. Always good to have. Later on in that round, the Dallas Cowboys use the 138th pick on Texas A&M offensive tackle Dan Moore Jr. And moving into the later rounds here, we're just going to talk about the Washington Football Team picks here. Chad has Washington taking Monty Rice, the linebacker out of Georgia, with the 163rd pick. That's how deep into this thing Chad gets. And listen, I've done mock drafts before. I've written them for websites. I don't know if you guys out there ever have. If you haven't, this is a labor of love. And Chad doesn't do an analysis for every pick, going through every single, you know, all the picks through all the rounds or anything like that. But still, to go through all of this the way that Chad has and does, and take every pick seriously and all that stuff, and really evaluate kind of what you see being a need for each team, it is a labor of love. So even if you disagree with it, please, you know, I hope you at least appreciate the fact that Chad put this much work into it, because I can attest to you that it is a lot of work. Washington football team, of course, no picks in the sixth round of the 2021 NFL draft. So we move straight to the seventh round, where we see the Washington football team gets Notre Dame cornerback Nick McCloud, Alabama long snapper Thomas Fletcher. So we know that they have created an opening sort of this season for that. So overall, you know, not a bad class for the Washington football team. When you really break it down, they get a quarterback potentially of the future to work with, some running back depth, some offensive line help, not as much defensive help, I think, that I would prefer, you know, but certainly some offensive help to start building kind of the way that Ron Rivera is talking about, building smarter so that they're not restarting every year. You certainly look at what that new look offense would be with some offensive line additions, the running back additions, the wide receiver addition, the tight end addition, and you certainly have a quality offense that also has some depth to it and some development options moving into the future, so that if Davis Mills turns out to be the guy, that's great. But if not, then they have an offense that they can put a young quarterback in maybe in the future, or you never know, maybe trade for a Russell Wilson if Deshaun Watson's stuff gets cleared up and it turns out that he's not what everybody is potentially saying he might be, then maybe he comes back open on the market. Aaron Rodgers, you know, you never know what's going to happen there with Green Bay. Maybe he forces his way out. Who knows? Either way, an offense that either Ryan Fitzpatrick can continue to run or another quarterback can. Either way, they will have options moving into the 2022 NFL season after what is hopefully a successful 2021 NFL season. And speaking of options, you have plenty of those with our friends over at BuiltBar.com. Today's episode is brought to you by BuiltBar.com, and they present to you all kinds of amazing flavors of the best tasting protein bar you will ever try, including caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. All of their bars are covered 100% in chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew, great for the health conscious person, whether you're trying to lose or maintain weight while you indulge in a delicious treat. These bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for anyone on the keto diet. And best yet, if you use the promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com, you will get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey is happening now. Featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Ross Tucker, and Brian Baldinger, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's AUDACY. Wrapping up today's episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, you are here with David Harrison on Twitter at DHarrison82. My partner and co-host Chris Russell, off for today's episode, can be found on Twitter as well at WrestleMania621. Find the show at Locked WFT Pod. We just recapped a Chad Reuters 7-round mock draft over at NFL.com on this Mock Draft Monday Mania, as I'm calling it. And we've got one more, and that's right. We're going to fit a 7-round mock draft into the third segment. And how is that we're going to do it? Well, we're going to do it by just talking about the Washington football team. Normally, we like to also cover the rest of the division. But A.J. Schultz over at Pro Football Network recently published a full 7-rounder as well. And again, I cannot reiterate to you guys enough, if you've never written a mock draft, doing a 7-rounder is quite the task. So I appreciate these gentlemen for doing that. I appreciate anybody out there who puts that out. And we started the show with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. We're going to talk about him again, as Schultz has the Washington football team taking JOK from Notre Dame with the 19th overall pick. Writing, quote, credit to PFN draft analyst Matt Valdovinos for following this pick and tracking down plenty of connections for it to happen. Ron Rivera spoke about some of his former first-round picks, and he had this to say about Shaq Thompson, a former linebacker safety hybrid he drafted a while in Carolina, quoting Ron as saying, quote, position flex, athleticism, intelligence, because we're going to ask him to do a lot, end quote, for Ron Rivera. Continuing the writing from AJ, that sounds an awful lot, a lot like JOK. He's the perfect defensive weapon for Jack Del Rio to utilize and helps take that already great defense to another level, end quote. Couldn't agree more. If JOK is the selection, if he is indeed there at number 19, would certainly be happy with that selection moving into the second round of this seven-round mock draft, again by A.J. Schultz over at Pro Football Network. On top of JOK, the Washington football team also gets Purdue wide receiver Rondale Moore, with A.J. writing, quote, "Washington has star Terry McLaurin and signed Curtis Samuel in free agency. However, I believe they're still looking to add more playmakers on the perimeter to their wide receiver room. This wide receiver class boasts so much talent that it would be remiss not to take advantage of. Rondale Moore is an electrifying talent. He's a bit of an outlier with his size, and the durability concerns are certainly noteworthy, but Moore's talent is superstar worthy," end quote. Important to note, pick number 52, right after this pick for the Washington football team, Cleveland Browns take Ole Miss wide receiver Elijah Moore. I probably would have gone with Elijah Moore in this circumstance, but hey, at this point, we're kind of splitting hairs, aren't we? Moving into the third round, what I call the money ball round for the Washington football team in this year's NFL draft, they take Syracuse safety Andre Sisco. Again, a guy we've talked about on this very show, would not be upset with that selection at all if that's where the team decided to go. And then Davis Mills, there you see his name again, this time at pick 82, the quarterback from Stanford going to the Washington football team. So maybe it's just meant to be, guys. Maybe start getting some of those Davis Mills jerseys ready to go, or if anything, maybe start watching some Stanford football from this last collegiate football season, from the last time that you saw Davis Mills on the field. Moving into the later rounds of this year's this seven round mock draft, again from AJ Schultz over at Pro Football Network, in the fourth round we see the Washington football team land Cincinnati offensive tackle James Hudson. In the fifth round, they get Daylon Hayes, edge out of Notre Dame. So going back to the Notre Dame defensive pool there in the fifth round. Nothing in the sixth round because AJ did not have the Washington football team execute a trade that would put them in the sixth round. So then we move to the seventh, and Dan Moore Jr., offensive tackle out of Texas A&M, lands with Washington. Also, Josh Imadorbibi, wide receiver out of Illinois, also landing with the Washington football team at pick number 246. Again, that mock draft coming from AJ Schultz of Pro Football Network. So a lot of mock draft information coming at you here on this episode of Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Again, Chad Reuter from NFL.com, AJ Schultz from ProFootballNetwork.com. So if you want to go check out their work, by all means, go ahead and do so. And then the audio at the beginning of the show from Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network, courtesy, of course, of NFL Network, talking about D'Angelo Hall's mock draft pick for their mock draft that they did with all their personalities and former players and analysts and all that stuff over there, taking Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. So we have three mock draft selections, at least for the first round, 2 7-rounders, one just number one overall pick for the Washington football team that is their number one pick for this year's draft. And twice you hear Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Of course, again, Chris and I for the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 brought to you by this network, we selected Micah Parsons because he was still available. In most of these mock drafts, Micah Parsons goes a lot earlier. We kind of expect that Micah Parsons will go before the 19th overall pick. But again, and you know, had Micah Parsons not been on there, I can confidently say that Chris and I likely would have selected Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. So it seems like a lot of people are kind of on the same page. The other pick, the outlier, the one-off, if you want to call it, Kadarius Toney, wide receiver out of Florida. Not a bad pick by any means, but we do feel like the defense has a little bit more of an important spot to address. Of course, if JOK were also gone, maybe you go Jalen Phillips, or maybe you go Trevon Moehrig, the safety out of TCU. Either way, a lot of options for the Washington football team. And as this episode wraps up, guys, again brought to you by BuiltBar.com, we are now just three episodes away, guys. It feels like we've been talking about the NFL draft for a long time, but three more shows here at the Locked On Washington football team before we are talking about an NFL selection, at least hopefully. Maybe the Washington football team draft or trades out of the first round. I have a feeling they're more likely to trade up in the first round than they are to trade out of the first round. Either way, whatever happens in the NFL draft, we will be here Friday. But of course, stay with us, Chris and I. Chris will be back tomorrow to talk more NFL draft, I'm sure, and then whatever is going on around the Washington football team podcast, or franchise rather, and then here on the Locked On Washington football team podcast. Chris and I will reconvene beginning Wednesday. We'll have two episodes for you Wednesday and Thursday to put a bow on everything, all the projections, all the news that starts to leak out as we get closer and closer to the big night. And then Friday, we will drop our reactions to whatever happens in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft. So again, find Chris over on Twitter at WrestleMania621. Find me at DHarrison82. Find the show at LockWFTPod. This has been the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. If you're out and about, please be safe, be kind to one another. And thank you so much for joining me right here at the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast.